Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Today we've got our Teacher Institute staff educator, Modesto Tamez.
Hello.
And Modesto is going to tell us one of the cheapest, easiest electrostatics activities he's got.
Everyone's got 30 electroscopes in their classroom. Not. One of the great and wonderful and cheap things to do with a static electricity experiments is this. And it doesn't require, as I said in my joke, a great apparatus. It doesn't require this, any type of apparatus. All you need is, and I hate to say this commercial for a brand, but you need magic tape. It's by
Scotch.
So we're going to grab about 8-10 centimeters of tape, and you're going to pull it off the dispenser, and then you're going to put the sticky side down on the table.
Okay.
So that maybe a couple centimeters are hanging over the table and the rest is sticking to the table. Now you take another one and do the same thing, 8-10 centimeters of tape. Put it on the table exactly the same way you did the other one. That you have it with 2 centimeters sticking out and the rest adhering to the table. Okay, so now what we have are 2 pieces of tape that are flattened on the table, and you have about 1 centimeter or so sticking out. And so what we're going to do right now is a very easy thing. We're going to take the tapes and very quickly yank them from the table. And when we're going to pull these tapes up, we're going to have a battle where the table wants to keep some electrons. The tape wants to keep some electrons. At this point, we don't know what's going to happen, whether the table keeps the electrons or the tape keeps the electrons. It doesn't matter. But what does matter is that it's going to happen equally to both tapes. That means that if the tape lost an electron, both tapes have lost an electron. If the tape gained an electron, both tapes have gained an electron. It's kind of nice. It's a really nice system. So I'm going to pull these off right now. I yanked them fairly quickly, and I'm holding them about 10 centimeters apart. And I'm actually facing the glue side to glue side 10 centimeters apart. And they're just dangling there. And then I'm going to bring them close together. And lo and behold.
Oh, it looks like they're repelling each other. They're kind of bending away.
They're totally bending away. I mean, how easy is this? No electroscope, no materials. We now have the world's easiest electroscope. We now have 2 equally charged pieces of tape. And when you bring them together, they repel. Isn't this wonderful? Now, the thing I love about this is that many times when we don't have the equipment, we do this as a demo. And that's great. I mean, that's better than reading about it. But what better than to have every child do this and feel? I mean, they can actually feel the repulsion of the 2 tapes. So we now have like charges repel. Is this cool or what? Now, what's interesting, as we're doing this, they notice that the tape wants to hook onto their fingers. So this is a great conversation because have we done anything to the charge of our hands? No, the hands are pretty neutral. So we can have the student learn that when we have like charges, they repel. When we have charges that are neutral, they kind of attract.
You mean that our hand is neutral and the tape is charged, so a charged object and a neutral object will attract.
Absolutely. Very well put. But the beauty of this is that we now have 2 very nice rules about static electricity. Let them play for a while. Let them feel. It's amazing. This is the playing with a tape is kind of like playing with magnets. I mean, you never get tired of this. So now here's a question. I'm going to ask you a question. So we've now have a really nice electroscope for things that are equally charged. Can you think of how we can have one that's charged one way and the other one charged the other way? So we have different charges.
Instead of the tapes being treated the same with the same charge, have them treated differently somehow so they have opposite charges.
Okay, now what typically what a student will say is, well, they'll say take one tape and stick it to the table as we did before. Now that's going to take a charge. And then they'll say, well, take the other one and don't do that to it. All right, that's okay. Let them do that. And lo and behold, they stick. But remember the conversation we had about our hands. We haven't done anything to the other tape, so it's a neutral charge. Yes, it's different in the sense that one is neutral and one is charge, but what we want is an opposite charge. How do we do that? If you think about it, there's a real clever way. Get two pieces of tape. And by the way, it's really nice to keep on using fresh tape because it kind of loses its charge after a while. Is you take the same amount of tape, instead of taping them both to the table, I'm going to tape them to each other, sticky side to non-sticky side. And I leave about those 2 centimeters we needed before to yank this tape quickly.
So now one tape has something stuck to the smooth side, and the other tape has something stuck to the sticky side.
So let's kind of do a little mind problem here. So before, when we had the battle with the table, the battle was equal. They both were looking for the electrons from the table. We now have a battle between a tape and the other tape. Ha! That means one is going to win and the other one's going to lose. It doesn't matter which one does. And so I'm going to yank it off. Listen. And lo and behold.
Hey, they're attracting each other now.
That's right. Isn't this beautiful? Now, there are so many different things you could do with these little devices, but the thing that's beautiful about it is every student can experience this.
And one little extension that I like is that by definition, a comb rubbed with wool is negative. So that gives you sort of a standard candle for something that's negative. And once you find out which tape attracts that comb, then you know which tape is positive or negative.
Isn't this cool? Okay.
Thanks. Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chasteen. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.